podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later.
Welcome to episode 94 of We'll Talk About That Later. Tanya, your mic is working now.
Woo woo.
So yeah, welcome to We'll Talk About That Later football podcast. Follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter. At WTATO official. Does that appease you, Abdi? Are you happy?
You did it much better second time.
Yeah, you did. You smashed it.
That's why, you know, sometimes it's great. We have technical difficulties.
Through Apple Podcasting at Spotify.
Shut up.
Vomiting and
so Abdi was judging you, man. I can see
it. Yeah, I know. Abdi's always judging me.
Better words. And
he's too quick as well. Like, as last week proved, he was too quick to try and catch me out. So watch out for that. But how are you guys doing? Mark, welcome back.
Thank you. Episode 94. What are we getting on clap on that, yeah?
Yeah,
might
just from Abdi.
Might have to miss,
miss
a little episode here and there in the future. No, episode 94, man. We're almost hitting triple figures.
Ooh.
Big stuff from us, man. I'm happy to be back.
6 weeks from now, bro.
That's still close, though, compared to...
Abdi, why?
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
such a troll.
Sorry, Dad.
Abdi's so annoying, man. Tanya, what's up? You good?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you're fantastic, but you waste everyone's time by being late.
Oh no, I'm always late. It's just a given. What can I say? Fashionably late.
We'll talk about that later. But Abdi, how are you?
I'm good. I thought you asked me already.
No, I asked Mark and
Tanya. I'm good. Let's move on.
Okay. So... Shout out to everyone who listened to our last episode with the freestyler Lirian Santos. If you haven't, go check that one out. It's pretty cool. Mark isn't there, but whatever. We don't have much to talk about, obviously, because football is in hiatus at the moment. You know, summer holidays, they're all chilling. Some of them are back at pre-season. But there is the Olympics, but I guess none of you have watched the Olympics.
Yeah,
so we'll just move on.
How you two were slagging off Richarlison and he bagged the first.
Yeah, he got a hat trick, didn't he?
So what? We're going to get an apology.
Against, as Mark put it, against Germany under 17s.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well.
Bro, the whole of the Copa America
irrelevant.
Is like playing children.
But it's like playing children and he scored one goal.
Why even? This is the same man who didn't even score at the Emirates. He forced an own goal and started doing chicken dances.
It's pigeon. And how to get it right.
It's pigeon dances, and now you're out trying to use him to get to me. That's how life is. Yeah.
No, Junior was like, last week, specifically, Richarlison's there. Man bagged the first half hat-trick for your country, man.
No, I'm with Junior. He is there.
Thank you, Tanya.
He's dead.
But I bet you didn't watch it.
No, I'm not watching that Brazil game.
Okay, then. have you guys watched any Olympic football? No?
Yeah, you know what? I've watched... not the full games, just because I didn't know
highlights.
They were on at the time. But I've watched the bits and bobs of the GB women.
Mm. Beth White killing it.
Oh, they're all. It's good quality football, man.
Yeah. She scored in 11 straight games for Great Britain.
Big her up.
She needs a better celebration.
And they're GB women. We were chatting about this just before we went live as well. That it's a shame that the men don't enter a football team into the Olympics. The GB men, but the GB women, they're through to the quarterfinals.
Australia
already.
Yeah, already.
Didn't the Olympics start like a couple of days ago?
Yeah, but it's because football's probably like really long, so they're just trying to get games out quicker.
So they're in the quarterfinals. They've looked pretty good of the bits that I've watched. But that's all I've watched in terms of football, to be honest, at the Olympics. It doesn't have that same type of feeling, does it?
No.
Especially if there's no fans as well.
No fans, yeah. The whole Olympics has no fans as well, which kind of gives it that emptier feeling.
But Abdi's goal is back in action. Rapinoe, your girl.
Is that your girl, yeah?
Who's his girl?
You keep
Danielle
these
was his girl.
Silent, bro.
Who?
Megan Rapinoe.
Who's Megan Rapinoe?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't think she's interested in me.
No, you were bigging her up like at the last Women's World Cup.
Nah, she's firstly, she's not even that good anyway. And you were in love with the other one, bro. What's that name? Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan, what's wrong with that?
He lost his mind for Alex Morgan.
Bigger up every time.
What's Megan Rapinoe done now?
No, I was just saying she's back in action.
Okay.
Because she only plays for international. She doesn't have a club.
Well, you got to do something. She's got to do something.
How does she get play of the year if she doesn't have a club?
Because of... You should know, bro.
Yeah, she's your girl.
Definitely don't mind.
No, this is gonna listen. Like there was a freestyler on the episode last week. This episode itself is gonna be a bit of a freestyle. So
yeah, because there's not much to talk about. Did anyone?
There's
see...
always a lot to talk about on this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, like Abdi was telling us about his 100 sherbets. Yeah. Now, did anyone see Lingard scored for Man United? I know it was pre-season and they lost to QPR, but...
Oh, no, I didn't even know about that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Lingard, it looks like he's staying. Ole believes
really?
In him. Yeah, Ole believes in him.
I wouldn't rule it out.
No, I don't think he's staying.
I can see a late move in the window. Because you've got to think...
Why have West Ham not moved for him, though? I don't get it.
I think it'll be too much money. But Ole said that he wants to keep him.
All right, well, bear with me just for one second here. And let me just list.
I'll bear with you.
List a couple of players. So obviously, they've brought in Sancho. They've got Martial, Rashford, Cavani, Bruno.
What a squad. Jeez.
Cavani's a striker.
That's scary.
There's six players already who I think would be kind of ahead of Lingard in the pecking order.
But Cavani doesn't play anywhere Lingard plays.
I'm just talking like attacking type players where Lingard would get a chance. He wouldn't get that chance in centre mid. It would be in the 10, kind of out wide-ish or up top. That's where I see him playing for United.
But I think he offers something different than Bruno would.
So what, Bruno is un- just going to keep him back up then?
For United.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be back up though,
Well,
he?
Listen, Lingard is a United fan and Ole said they want to keep him. So I'm just bringing you the news. I don't work for them.
Listen,
yeah,
are you
true.
Sure?
Don't shoot the
message. No, I definitely don't.
No, you got to think Bruno moved to... He moved
my
to,
salary does not compute.
Compute. He moved,
I was making a Cavani joke.
He moved to... that flew out of my head. He moved to he moved to West Ham to play football.
Yeah, yeah.
And the move worked for him. Mm-hmm. He had a really good 6 months. Some might say the best 6 months of his... career in terms of individual performances. I just think if you're Jesse Lingard now, you want to surely be continuing that momentum. You got one season of football before the World Cup. He was unlucky to miss out on the Euro squad. So for him, it's got to be about finding somewhere that he starts week in, week out, surely.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
If Pogba leaves, not saying that United wouldn't sign anyone, could, it's just speculation, could there be a case to fit Bruno... like deeper and then have Lingard in the 10? Speculation. I'm just putting
it
out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Bruno
maybe.
Deeper would be so ugly, man.
But yeah, I don't know about Bruno playing
yeah,
deeper.
Yeah, I don't think Ole will switch around. Bruno's one of his favourite players and he plays him in that 10 every week. I don't think he's moving what works for Jesse Lingard.
No, not necessarily for Jesse Lingard, but obviously like if Pogba leaves that leaves a big hole in the United.
Maybe, but then I can't. If he drops Bruno back into the midfield, he has to play free in midfield.
No, they were linked with that Bayern player. What's his name?
Goretzka.
That could happen.
But there's no way he could play Bruno in the midfield too. So he'd have to play. He'd have to play free in midfield, and then another attacker has to come out.
Bruno McTominay.
God, that's awful.
What are we doing with Van der Beek?
Oh, yeah, what's happening with him?
Everyone forgot about him.
Oi, their squad is actually mad.
Do you know what was funny?
I completely forgot about him.
Someone, if they get a hold of midfielder, then I think their team is set up.
Do you know someone posted a picture of Van der Beek and said, it's funny that the team named the sponsor after him, Team Viewer?
Oh, that's so mean.
I think Van der Beek and Lingard should leave. I was only posing devil's advocate questions, but
who would go in for Van der Beek though?
I think a lot of teams. I think he's better than he's given credit for, particularly by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah.
When they bought him from Ajax and you had just knocked them out of the semi-finals in the Champions League.
Yeah.
He was one of their best players.
He was one of the best players in that team. Yeah. And it wasn't just United who were after him. It's just...
Real Madrid were after him.
But
how much did United pay for him? Like
40.
They're just not going to get 40, what they paid for him, though. Because they'll have to take a loss.
Age is on his side. Talent's on his side. True. I reckon they're not going to make much profit, but I can see them kind of just moving on at some point for similar...
Well, I think for Van der Beek's sake, I think he should look for a move. If we're talking about Lingard...
I don't think Man United are going to throw away that investment already.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But then,
either.
So what? He's going to stay on the bench?
You've got to give it a chance to work.
What do you mean,
It happens, isn't it?
This guy's a waste, man.
No, honestly... Like,
that's what happens, isn't it? Just stay on the bench.
I'm talking about Van der Beek.
Van Dijk is at his best when he's playing,
Van
der Beek.
That's what I mean.
Van Dijk is at his best.
I was like, that was a complete switch.
Van der Beek, he's at his best where he plays, for me, in Bruno's position. But Bruno is so, like Mark said, he's so much Solskjaer's boy.
Okay.
And he's so...
I was just waiting to see what you said. No, he does.
He does, isn't
he? Yeah, he does.
Oh, you feel like it.
Yeah. No. I think he's made it really public how much he dislikes Bruno.
Oh, my God.
Solskjaer, he could, even if he wanted to, he couldn't even dare to drop Bruno because how many hop, skip, jump penalties? So, the thing is, with Van der Beek, I know, obviously, it's probably best if he does go, but it's unlikely Man United will ever let him go, especially after one season, and he's still quite young as well. And they might just lose Pogba as well. So, he can't play the same thing I was asking about Lingard,
but you can't play Van der Beek in the CM position.
So his best position is a 10.
Yeah. He's a goal threat. He needs to leave then. Well, maybe he's probably
more suited to play in centre mid.
I think he's more suited to play 4-4-3. A 4-3-3.
If you're choosing one of them to play centre mid, Bruno or Van der Beek.
No, but I mean, like, do you know how Ajax
is not a possession terrorist?
Do you know how Ajax play 4-3-3 or how Liverpool play 4-3-3? I think that's how, like you said, advanced eight, so he can just like make late runs into the box, grab a goal.
Could work.
But they're not going to change that.
But confirmed sign the Sancho this week.
Yeah, that's a big signing for United.
Big signing.
Varane on the way.
No, mate, United, I'm telling you.
If they go and get a solid holding midfielder, like if I was them, I would look at Arsenal dillying and dallying around Bissouma and just say, no, he's ours.
They're apparently looking at Ndidi now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Ndidi.
Well, Bissouma is available.
Yeah, so but I think if Leicester part with Ndidi, I think they'll go get Bissouma.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Yeah.
Well, Leicester did just sign Sumare as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's annoying that United, well, obviously not if you're a United fan, but for everyone else, it's annoying that they're making such good signings. You know the signing that they're making, two signings, one that's confirmed, Sancho,
yeah,
and the other one, Varane. That's two signings that walk straight into their starting 11. Yeah. And it's just, I want that. Like, and I'm not, with Arsenal, you're going to sign Ben White, who will be that player who walks straight into your starting 11. But currently, you've signed, what, a backup left back and a kind of
backup centre mid.
And a backup centre mid.
Well, it's potential centre mid. Yeah. Like, he's got potential.
Well, we've signed Brian Gill. Ooh.
Brian Gill, to be fair.
Actually,
and
it's Brian Hill, actually. It's not Gill, it's Hill.
Hill.
Brian Hill.
Hill. And, and the keeper. And the keeper.
Young Lamella.
Yeah, and the
young
keeper, Lamella,
yeah. He'll probably just be like Lloris's understudy for a year, right? And then work his way into number one. But I think United are the only club so far in the Prem. Obviously, you've got like Villa, we've signed Buendia and stuff. But out of the big boys who have made signings that are, these are coming straight into the 11 and they're making our 11
stronger.
Well,
Chelsea have been quite quiet
immediately.
Well, Chelsea are in for Koundé now,
yeah,
as we speak.
Well, it's advance.
Yeah.
Chelsea don't need that many players. They spent a lot of loss on them.
It's practically done. I mean, Koundé will offer good versatility.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, apart from a striker, what do really Chelsea,
yeah, they don't need a much at all.
I guess it is that right centre-back in a three. Because Azpi can't play there for the rest. Like, he can't go on
true.
For... He's like 36 now.
A back three of Rudiger, Thiago and Christensen is not bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not bad, but it'll be Koundé now.
Yeah, but who dropped
because they're trying to offload Zuma as part of the deal. That's what I was reading.
Christensen's quite young. I think maybe the Koundé signing is more towards, obviously, Thiago won't be about for ages.
But I don't know, because Thiago plays, is he central in that?
Yeah, but I mean, one of them could move central. Like,
no, but
Rudiger.
Koundé's more of a right... The right...
Well, Rudiger could move central.
But you've got to think as well that Thiago Silva, they really manage his minutes. Like,
yeah,
it's not common, from what I've seen in a Chelsea shirt, that he'll play like a league game on a Saturday and then Champions League on a Tuesday. I haven't really seen Chelsea. No. They're really trying to manage his minutes. So.
And there'll be that settling in period that all players coming into the Prem will have.
I just don't see it being like a desperate need to sign a centre-back.
Like, I don't think it's a desperate need. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was trying to tell you last week. I think if you look at the top clubs, Man City, Liverpool... They've got three or four centre-backs that just...
Top quality.
That you can just, like, step in and out of that team. Whereas other teams like that. So, like, for example, in the Arsenal situation, bringing back Saliba into this, if we were to have Ben White and Gabriel, I don't see it as a negative, that means Saliba's definitely going. I just think, like, you can have all three exist within the same club, especially, hopefully, next season playing European football. You have 50-plus games. Two centre-backs won't take you... throughout the whole season.
That's true, yeah. You've got to rotate.
And same with Spurs. I'm sure Tanya would much rather have three top-quality centre-backs that can rotate round as opposed to just having one or two and then one gets injured. And Mark can attest to this. Having one get injured and then you're stressing. And then, in his case, having three of them get injured and then you're even more stressing because you're playing centre-mids and at centre back.
Well, that was our mistake last season, going into the season with three.
Yeah.
So now you've got four.
Now we've got four.
Yeah. So that's
and it's the only signing we've made this summer. And you're right. I think we've moved to make sure that that never happens again because you shouldn't be going into a season
and
with three.
And that's why I'm not like.
Is Nat Phillips gone?
Pardon?
Is Nat Phillips gone?
No, he's in pre-season. He's been playing pre-season games. So at the moment, he's probably number five in the pecking order.
Apparently not bad for a number five.
Apparently West Ham, Bayer Leverkusen and Brighton are kind of interested.
I think the Brighton one makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that could happen.
West Ham, to me, makes a bit of sense.
The
Burnley one makes most sense to me.
Yeah, just head in Britain.
I don't even have to kick the ball.
But, yeah, I just think it makes sense in terms of, like, clubs ensuring that you've got multiple players in certain positions, because these are the important positions, like that you definitely want cover. Like, you can have a makeshift player like right wing or potentially even right back, you know, but centre back, centre mid and striker are the ones that you don't want to.
Yeah.
What do Liverpool need?
That's a good question.
In your opinion, like, you put me on the spot there.
In your opinion, obviously, like, to compliment Abdi's question, you have Gini Wijnaldum, who left. So is centre mid something that you feel like, oh no, we definitely need to replace Wijnaldum? And then in that case, is it a starter who comes in? Because obviously you've got Keita, you've got Oxlade-Chamberlain. Or do you think if we bring in someone young and then one of those two can claim that centre mid role? Or do you actually think there's another issue in the team?
No, it's a good question. I think our first choice midfield this season will be Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago. I think that will be first choice, and then it's on Naby Keita and Ox to try and make an impact when they get the chance and win a place in the team.
Time with those two guys, man.
Yeah,
I agree.
Every single preseason, I see a Liverpool fan tweet, "Oh, Naby Keita looks good." We'll see you next preseason.
He does. He's looked electric this preseason.
Does he just play exclusively in preseason? Right,
no, he just gets these injuries. You got to think, when we signed him from Leipzig, we were one of five or six clubs we wanted.
Big clubs.
I think if
that was
you,
a big
if
signing.
If you wanted me to kind of really be realistic, I don't think we'll sign more than two more players, including not including Konate, so three in total.
So what positions would you be?
Striker and centre mid is exactly where I was going. Just your typical kind of number nine goal scorer.
But who would that
Bobby
be?
Firmino, and he doesn't necessarily have to come in and take someone's place, but we need a goal scorer.
It's true. Yeah. Do you know who you know that Leicester player, Patson Daka?
Yeah. No, we were linked with him.
That's a really good signing.
So much this summer, but we've been linked with him in the past. He would have been a good signing.
The one I mentioned before was Depay, Memphis Depay, because he can do that Firmino role sort of.
Yeah.
And he can get enough goals too.
I mean, he was doing it for Holland in the Euros.
Yeah.
Harry Kane.
What about right back?
Right back, Trent is there. He'll play most of the league games.
Did I see that Nico wants to leave?
He'll probably go.
How dare you?
What?
Nico Williams, talk about, I want to leave, bro. You're lucky to be talking to me.
No, I was like, how dare you? I was like, what did I say? I didn't know he was your favourite player.
Apparently what I'm reading via The Athletic, usually quite reliable, is that we're planning on using Joel Gomez as the backup right back.
I didn't know he could play right back.
From his Charlton days.
Yeah, well, when he came into the Liverpool team at 15-16, he came in at left, played a full season at left back under Brendan Rodgers.
Damn!
Full season at left back.
He's quick enough to play right back.
Obviously, you lose a lot of what Trent offers, but you get a lot
of athleticism.
You get a lot of defensively as well.
You definitely don't want to go to a situation where if Trent gets injured, you have to play Nico Williams. So.
Yeah, you don't. And we've got a young...
Before him, you play...
We've got a young right back from. Well, he can put a shift in at right back, to be very honest. James Milner and left back.
Ox.
I think we've got enough. I think we've got enough there to cover Trent.
Fair enough.
So my two signings would be my ideal ones. I'd love Saul. Would love that. It's been long rumored this summer. We need someone, obviously, because Wijnaldum played for the last three seasons, 90% of our games. He's almost too reliable.
Right and left centre mid.
So we need someone because Hendo and Thiago will give us full seasons, but they're getting to that age now where, you know, Niggles are just part and parcel of it now. Fabinho is still young enough, 27, 26, 27.
Is that a position that you're worried about?
Not at all. Not at all. In terms of like, it's actually one of the positions I'm least worried about.
In terms of like, if Fabinho gets injured.
If Fabinho gets injured.
Because then who covers him?
Henderson. Or Thiago. Thiago can do a really good job in the six as well.
Oh, sorry. It's just on the table.
I've been doing that as well. If Fabinho gets injured, Henderson can sit in there. Milner, Thiago, they can all do it.
So Henderson's staying put then? What was all of that?
It's because of the contract.
Oh, I see.
He's got 2 years left on his deal. Right. We've got a policy of not offering certain amount of years on a contract to players over 30.
Oh, which is one of the reasons why we're allowed.
I wish my club employed that kind of.
I know, right?
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
signing 30-year-olds.
it's worked,
giving,
but
500k a week to past it has been, isn't it?
Wow, 500k, you know.
Ozil, so how much was Sanchez on?
So, no, we didn't give. It was Ozil or Aubameyang.
Sanchez signed when he was 26.
I was mainly talking about Willian, basically.
Yes.
Oh,
Willian.
Oh God.
That, see that one. That one.
No, but I agree. You definitely just really all you need now. Your players are coming back, innit?
Exactly.
And the thing is, the question about Fabinho, I get what you mean, but like, how many teams would you say you should have a backup for a world class holding midfielder starting your team? Obviously, it's a big situation if he gets injured, he's out of the team, innit? So, what were you gonna do if? What would you do if Van Dijk got injured? What would you do if?
I disagree because with centre backs, we just literally talked about it. You've got four there. With the role that Fabinho specifically does, it's rarer.
But before Fabinho, Henderson was doing that role.
No, but Mark, who would you prefer in that DM? Would you? I know, and I'm not trying to downgrade Henderson, but Henderson or Fabinho in the DM.
I hear your point, but I hear Abdi's point. You could say that about Mane. You could say that about any player on any pitch.
But what I'm talking about, I wasn't specifically talking about them, but you see that Man City, they had Fernandinho, and Fernandinho obviously was getting a few injuries, so they went and signed... who was
Rodri?
That? No. The one before, the Brazilian, Fernando, and then that one didn't work out, and they signed Rodri. So... It was just like that. It was just...
No, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Basically, we don't have anything to talk about, so I'm just coming up with a conversation.
I hear it. All right, no, but if Firmino gets injured, it looks like we're going to sign another centre mid, and that centre mid, I feel, will be the type of centre mid who can play 6 and 8.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's a worry for Liverpool because you've got players within the squad who can play.
Yeah.
I think
Mark already did that.
Mark
already said that.
Okay, good for you. I think there's some selling to be done from Liverpool.
Yeah, there is. Well, Harry Wilson's going.
Shaqiri.
Mate, they'll probably sell their man for 30 million.
Ox and Shaqiri, man.
Keita, I understand.
But Ox has to go.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I'm
what
telling
is he
you,
still there
he
for?
Doesn't. He doesn't have to go though.
Loves Ox.
No, it's not about loving him. Why would we deplete and replace him with who?
Fam, you've got
you
it's just said.
Why would we deplete our squad player. Just because you man? Just because you are still a bit sour?
No. I don't care about Ox.
If he came back to Arsenal,
do because you keep mentioning him for no reason.
No, it's not no reason.
The players we need to be selling are the players like Harry Wilson, Shaqiri, Nat Phillips. These are the type. Neco Williams, not Ox.
You said.
Who's now what 27? And we haven't seen the best of this guy.
Yeah,
let's not forget.
For 5 years now.
But listen, the reason why I brought up Ox is because you said you mentioned the three centre mid. Then you have Shaqiri, you have Ox, you have Keita, you have Milner, and what's the young Don? I forgot his name. The one from your academy,
Curtis Jones.
Oh, big
so
him up.
That's
love
like
him.
Seven. Centre mid.
No, but
plus,
Shaqiri's not a centre mid, and we're selling him.
Yeah, okay, you're selling him, but then
he's a right winger.
Okay, but then you're bringing in, you want to bring in a centre mid. So that's, I'm just saying, for me looking out, I'm saying who I would cut. That's where I would cut.
No,
because
I hear you, but it's for me. Is it
versatility?
You don't cut a player who's definitely holds a place on match day on the bench over players who don't even make the squad. You cut players like Harry Wilson first, Nico Williams first. No, because...
But if you start with three centre mids and then you're buying some like, for example, let's pretend you're getting Saul.
We're talking so much about how the best teams have the best.
Yeah, I agree.
And you're telling me that we need to get rid of some of the better players on our bench.
Wait, listen.
Because they don't play much.
No, Harry Wilson should have got rid of him ages ago. But what I'm saying is, so you start with three centre mids, then let's pretend Saul did come to Liverpool. So you have Saul, Thiago, Jordan Henderson and Fabinho.
But let me just say one thing, because I know what point you're alluding to. But you're chatting like Ox is an out-and-out centre mid.
No.
He's never had a stint at centre mid until when he done his knee in at Liverpool in the Champions League, where he really put in a solid shift at centre mid for a prolonged period of time. At Arsenal, it was wing-back, winger. At Liverpool, it's been centre mid sometimes, on the right sometimes.
But he signed for Liverpool to be a centre mid.
Well, he doesn't make that decision.
No, I know he doesn't, but that's
Joe's big man.
It's not. It's not.
But that's why he signed.
I know. But like,
am I wrong?
I hear you. The only point I'm making about this Ox thing, is you said you need depth, but he's already not a starter, and he gets injured a lot.
Mm. I know, but I just feel like there's a player whose value will hold. He's still of that age in football. Exactly, his value will hold whether we sell him this summer, next summer, or the summer after. His value will be of a similar type.
Wait, how old is he? He's 27.
27. And we're talking about a player who Klopp's been talking about using him as a false nine this season, just to cover for Bobby.
I know you man are a little bit like
oh my
days.
He's seen success that he hasn't seen with you, man, and I hear it.
It's not even about that. It's literally just
why is this one case, like one particular player, really agitated?
We literally named like four players that you could get rid of.
Liverpool,
it's
do
you
better?
Who's getting agitated, huh?
Do you think they could do better than Ox?
No.
What you're saying?
We literally named like three or four players that you could get rid of. It's Ox that you're focusing on.
Right.
Yeah, because that's the one that I disagree with.
Okay, so we're just having it. It's not that we're sour about it.
No, I just think
you're highlighting.
If you can have a certain caliber of player on your bench, him
winning the Champions League with Liverpool and not winning anything, well, apart from a couple of cups, obviously he's a little bit sour. Another player who left for bigger success.
I'm just drawing. However,
this is not the first time I'm saying this.
Yeah.
I'm not really rated Ox at Liverpool, especially as
if he
played as a right wing back here. Honestly, he'd be one of the top players in the league, just because he's got the physical ability. However, him, one, I don't like his decision making. Two, he's always injured. Like, you'll never get a full season without an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And Liverpool, like, and he's on massive wages as well. Like, so if you're going to sign a player, I feel like for that money and that age profile, you'd expect him to be available way more than he is since he's been available.
I mean, he's not on massive wages.
Well, I mean, like, he's on like 150, 160k a week. So, I mean, you'd imagine you'd get a little bit more out of...
I don't know. It's just like me saying, like, would just picking on, like, a random Arsenal player who doesn't start for you, but you know that you need him for a bit of depth. Sell him. All right, we won't go there.
No, because Arsenal are Arsenal, so, like...
No, I just think with the Ox thing, I think he's a player who can make an impact from the bench. I wouldn't start him in... He would absolutely not be a starter for me or my Liverpool team, but definitely I'd keep him. I'd bring him on with 20 minutes to go in certain games to have an impact and stretch teams when there's tired legs at the back. He's got a rocket of a shot. You know when you can't get your shots off and you just need to test the keeper? He's your man to do that.
So
I just think he offers us something off the bench that...
So it's
tricky to deal with if he comes on and he's in the right type of
mood. So can I ask a question?
Oh, please, let's not go back.
No. Just really quick, and only Mark to respond. Just really quickly. So what's the difference between Lingard, who doesn't get a lot of game time at United, and Ox, who, as you just said, impact off the bench, blah blah blah. Why shouldn't Ox want to play more?
No, I think that's a good question. I think because Lingard's gone and done it at West Ham and he's seen that it worked.
Because they're both the same age. Like,
I think Lingard maybe has more of a chance of making that World Cup squad. So for me, when I said Lingard should think about going and playing football from the start every week, it's because he was, what was he, probably the last player to be chopped from that 26-man squad for the Euros. Literally the last one. So, you know, he would have felt the closest out of everyone who missed out. And I think... with Jesse Lingard, he knows this season for him in terms of the World Cup, it's probably his biggest season to date. Mm-hmm. And with Ox, I think it's a bit different. I think it's about working his way back to fitness and just getting minutes under his belt. I think they're at slightly different stages of their career where Jesse Lingard is playing football week in, week out. He's staying fit. and Ox isn't, so he just needs to get that momentum back. And I think he can do that at Liverpool by coming off the bench, starting in the cup games, in the domestic cup games, and just making an impact when we need it. I hear the question.
Yeah, fine. We spent a lot of time on this, so let's move on.
Way longer than I thought, boy.
Harry Kane. Well, it's good, you know, because we don't have much to talk about.
So, yeah, that's true.
Harry Kane, it's been reported, and, you know, 160 million and 400,000 a week. Tanya, Mark, Abdi and I have the privilege of being in a group chat with you to get your thoughts on this, but our listeners do not. So why don't you tell us...
I don't know about privilege.
Why don't you tell us your thoughts, like, when you saw that news? Bearing in mind... It was reported by The Sun. So I just really want to contextualize where that report came from before people start going overboard.
Hey, Mark, don't buy The Sun.
No, I think what scared me about it, although it is The Sun, is that it was front page. Like, when it's front page news, you get a bit concerned. But look, I'm just tired of the whole thing, to be honest with you. I just think make a decision. I think his brother's involved. His brother's his agent. And apparently Daniel Levy's not happy with the way he's been dealing with things, apparently leaking things to the press or whatnot. But for me, I'm honestly like, I'm not even attached to the situation anymore. I think it's looking likely that he'll stay because I've changed my mind.
First time I've heard those words come out of your mouth.
I think he'll stay because... Look, at the end of the day, he's got 3 years left on his contract. As much as I despise Daniel Levy, he's well within his rights to demand a lot of money for him because of the length still on his contract. He is a very massive player for us. If he goes, that's it. We are done.
Would you say he's your biggest or top three Spurs players ever?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, there's not a massive list to pick from.
I was going to say top one, but then there are a couple of players.
By far the best.
Paul Gascoigne.
Well, Gascoigne didn't do much at Tottenham.
But not... I'm just talking just quality
player. I don't
think
anyone has really...
Ardiles and them man there.
Yeah,
but no, sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to disrupt.
No, not at all, not at all. I just think he'll end up staying because I know Daniel Levy is pricing him at 160, and Man City, it's come out now they're not willing to pay that. What other club is?
Yeah. Plus, like their transfer record is 60 million, 65 million.
Exactly. Yeah. So
12, 60 million signings a summer.
Yeah. And I
think they do it. They don't sign one player for 160.
If I was City, I don't know where Haaland is going to end up if he ends up at Chelsea. But I know next season is he going for like a
75,
lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Man City should go for that instead of Kane.
Yeah, I agree.
No, they should.
I know they should.
I agree in theory. I agree in theory.
Longevity, right? Tammy Abraham.
Yeah. No. Yeah. All right, so are you happy that Kane will stay? I know you, obviously, it sounds like a dumb question, but if a player doesn't want to stay...
It is a dumb question.
No, but if a player doesn't want to stay, and Tanya said this before,
yeah,
that if a player doesn't want to stay, you don't want them at the club. Harry Kane has said that he wants to leave.
The thing with Harry Kane is now where I'm getting a bit like... I don't want to keep saying, oh, I feel sorry for Kane. He's not won this, he's not won that. At the end of the day, I do put my club first before any player. And he's got 3 years left on his contract. Mm-hmm. As sad as it is, he chose to sign that dotted line for a 6-year contract. He's got to make his bed and lie in it.
It's true.
As far as
Spurs hold the cards here, in my opinion. Three years, you still get decent money. Well, I say decent, you get good money for him next summer. I just think now, it looks like City's eggs are... going into the greenish basket.
Yeah,
that's what it looks
like
anyway.
Surely not.
And that would be a good sign if you're a Spurs fan for me, because yeah, like you said, I don't see them signing both. And what, it's 2.5 weeks till the season starts.
Yeah.
If you were to sell Kane in next week, for example, it gives you a week and a half to get someone in.
Yeah. I mean, Abraham is available.
A lot of deals.
Please don't insult me.
At the end of the window as well, isn't it?
I know.
But
then you're replacing... Let me just make this one point. Then you're replacing Tottenham's, the lifeblood of Tottenham, Harry Kane.
We'd need four players.
You're replacing him with a player who...
But you've got 160 mil to do that.
Yeah, I know, but then you're bringing players in a rush. The season started. They've had no pre-season with the team. It all gets a bit disorientated. Yeah. You've got players who have never played with each other before.
And especially we're trying to prioritise, I hope, centre-backs. I mean, we've got rid of Toby now.
You have to be, yeah. If you're getting rid of Toby, that means you're planning to sign someone.
From my point of view, obviously, like Jimmy said, it is The Sun and it doesn't seem like it's legitimate. If Man City are willing to give 160 million for Harry Kane, Tottenham are complete idiots if they don't take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
I agree.
Ridiculous.
I
honestly,
agree.
That is like mind-blowing money.
Well, what would that be? Second highest transfer in history or third?
After Neymar and Mbappe.
Yeah, Mbappe was 190, I think.
Around 200, something like that.
Yeah, he was a lot of money.
Neymar's 228, I know that. And then,
But it's just, again, we say this all the time, it's how we're going to spend that money.
No, but also, like, because Spurs took out a loan last season to...
Yeah, but I think we've paid it off now, somehow. I don't know how.
Even if Tottenham just buy two players, you can get two premium players.
If Spurs sell Harry Kane, for me, they're in the Haaland conversation. Like, you have to be.
Yeah.
Like, they could go to...
No.
Not if you're Haaland.
No, but if you're... Sorry, like, they would literally throw money...
I know, but
at
if you're...
the issue.
Yeah, Haaland is not...
Like, Haaland will look at that and just be like...
He will laugh his head off.
You know the tweets where people say, 100 million for Haaland. Who says no? Haaland says no.
No, but 100%. This is the thing. Like, we joke, and yeah, it's funny. The thought of Haaland going to a team outside of Champions League is funny. Pogba went to Man United without Champions League football.
There's a connection there.
Yeah, but Man United are a big club.
That's fair. But Haaland wants to come to England.
Not to play this for Tottenham.
I think there are certain clubs who can get away with signing a certain type of calibre. Doesn't matter what competition they're in. And I'm not even saying this.
It's the truth.
Spurs aren't one of them.
No heritage, isn't it?
Spurs, no, but like,
it's true.
I don't know.
Spurs need to sign that caliber of player. I think you can sign that caliber of player, but I think you need to be in the Champions League.
To be honest, I think if we sold Kane, we'd have to change the way we play. Like, I would play like Son up front or something, and just get a whole bunch of wingers.
Son's been playing up top.
A whole bunch of wingers. You only play with two.
Well, I mean, like, we need four to just replace Kane. Like, in terms of depth, like, I don't even want to think about it.
That's a good point, because Tottenham will need to buy a creative midfielder when Kane goes.
Yeah, 100%. We still need
to. He is their creative midfielder, and he's their finisher as well. So he's essentially passing to himself. He assists himself to score, isn't it?
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, other than Haaland, then who is the striker? Who
we
is
mentioned it bare times that they're always going to go down. It's like the level's always going to go
Apparently
down.
Yeah, fair. It's always going to go down. But, like, who?
You got to think, Haaland wasn't... You got to take punts on people as well. Haaland wasn't the Haaland of now when Dortmund signed him. Yes, he was. Everyone knew he was going to be one of the best players
around.
But Dortmund signed him for what, 30?
20 million. Because I was going to say, like, Haaland scored 75 goals in 75 games before going to Dortmund.
So sometimes it's about maybe not even finding that high. You would have to, if you sell Kane, let's get it right, you would have to sign someone quite higher profile. But sometimes it's not about signing the big higher profile players. It's about...
Do you guys know much about, is it Vlahovic? Because that's a few, Spurs fans.
Fiorentina, yeah, I was just going to...
Yeah.
As like a potential, but I don't know anything about
it. That's the thing, that's exactly what Mark's just saying now.
It will have to be like a niche signing.
Sort of like, I know they're even backing, but it's sort of what Poch was doing. Poch was signing a lot of, making clever signings.
It's the same. Think about Liverpool, and not to blow trumpets here, but we didn't sign superstars. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
Mane,
true.
Salah, they weren't superstars. They were very good players.
Very true.
It's
Kane's
about,
from our academy as
if you've
well.
Got
like,
a good, yeah, if you've got a kind of good team there in terms of scouting and using data, which is coming increasingly important in football now and has been for the past kind of decade, then you can find players as well. You can turn into the next Harry Kane. I'm not saying sign someone
Dane Scarlett
15 and going to sit in your academy for 4 years, but a young striker who's got something about him, you know, he's in.
I just think
who's Dane Scarlett, your brother?
He's my son. I've adopted him. One of our academy players.
Is he your brethren?
I mean, he doesn't know that, but I'm adopted him, innit? But I think striker is so hard. Like,
what happened to
hardest position to replace? Do you know what? I'd get rid of him.
That guy is more relevant on this podcast than the football world.
The thing is, I don't want to be harsh because Kane was loaned out a lot. But this guy, loan after loan after loan, it just doesn't work out. Just get rid. Like,
I mean,
I'm not seeing anything. I've seen more from Dane Scarlett, who's only like 17, than Troy Parrott.
But didn't Kane get loaned out 5 times?
That's what I'm saying. Kane did. So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But at the minute... I'd cut ties personally.
Right, okay. But so sorry, Troy Parrott.
Sorry, Troy.
Hopefully, you'll never say your name again.
He's going to come up in a few weeks.
Your career, if you want to chat about
it. He's going to come up in a few years, a few weeks. Right, we spoke about it briefly. Jack Grealish.
Oh, God, this one hurts.
Aston Villa are building something. They signed Buendia. They're after Leon Bailey.
Oh, that would be a signing. Oh, but, my God.
But is it all for nothing?
Listen, I don't want Grealish to go Man City, yeah?
No, but...
But Aston Villa fans have been piping up too much this summer.
Yeah.
So
why? Because they went for ESR?
No. They're chatting like they're a top four club now.
Mate, they're making some good signings, you know.
Please.
Why?
Is it all for naught if they sell Grealish?
No, I don't think...
I think they've just signed. It's like Spurs. I guess it's just the flip side. A lot of players sell the player and then replace. I mean, they just
but they're
like
in
they
trouble though if they sell Grealish. I'll say that now. Really and truly, they'll get a lot of money for him. But I don't mean to be mean. It's Aston Villa. What players are they really going to attract?
I mean, I think a front three of Watkins, Buendia, and Leon Bailey, if it happens, is a very is a good front like three.
No. I get what Tanya's saying because basically when we looked at the start of the season, we were like, oh, Aston Villa, you know, they're playing exciting, blah, blah. They lost Grealish.
Mm-hmm.
And their season nosedives.
I don't think a nosedive
could be. No, it did.
It nosedived.
No, it really
like,
did.
They were like...
They were terrible.
They were like in the top four.
They managed to stay... Like, nosedive and then, really them going down near the bottom.
No, but they do
No, they nosedive. And then they, when Grealish came back, they started winning games again.
I mean, they stayed around that 10-11 spot. But I mean, yeah, obviously it's a big loss if they lose him. But I do think partly the reason they signed Buendia... It's to sort of cushion the fact that Grealish might.
Yeah, they force.
I think they lost something. They lose something
obviously
massive.
They lose a lot, I still think like obviously you've got they've still got El Ghazi, you've got like Bertrand Traore as well, like guys who and also you forget a lot of the time, yeah.
And McGinn they could be losing as well.
Yeah, well you never know.
So
like,
that's
the thing
two
is, a lot of time,
key players.
Players who've been there for a season will get better.
Mm.
Like, you know, and also like they've got this young guy called Jacob Ramsey who's highly rated. They can, you know, they can go, and then they've been linked with Ward-Prowse earlier this summer. They can go get players to sort of like soften the blow. Obviously, the thing is, what do we expect of Aston Villa? We don't expect them to get into the top four.
No, it's what they expect of themselves. It's not what we expect. We have nothing to expect of them. But what I'm saying is, the reason, so like, we were talking about this like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and people were very excited. You got Buendia, you might be signing Leon Bailey, blah, blah. You're getting excited about Aston Villa. Fair enough, we have no ties to Aston Villa. But what I'm saying is, if you lose Grealish, I think it's a big loss. And I'm not. I look at Villa differently.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Without Grealish. Grealish adds something. I mean, we said it loads of times on this podcast. He carries the ball like lots of times in their first season when relegation was a major threat. He would literally carry the ball and the team with him.
Yeah.
Like he'd carry it from his box all the way to the other box, get a foul, they get a free kick.
He made the other players tick as well. Like he was building up a good relationship with Ross Barkley. I don't know if he's still an Aston Villa player.
He was only on loan.
But
I just quickly on Ross Barkley. I saw Chelsea and the players coming back into pre-season training. It's like players coming back from war, bro. Ross Barkley, Loftus-Cheek, Batshuayi.
Drinkwater.
Bakayoko. I'm like, you have all these
Yeah.
Is it like 65 loans a summer? I don't get it.
When the Premier League going to put a cap on loans?
Well, they have to put a cap on how many players a team has, bro. Because Chelsea have about, I think Chelsea, I'm not even joking, I think they have like 30 first team.
You can only register.
just midfielders, yeah.
You can only register 23 players.
Well,
and
bro,
have a certain amount of
players. They've got a lot of work to do in the next couple of weeks, man.
No, they'll offload some players, I reckon.
I thought Kennedy was there, bro.
Yeah, Kennedy, yeah.
Mad. And who's, they've got this guy called Lewis Baker, who they loaned out, I think, about 20 times, I'm not even joking. And he's
Did they loan out Billy Gilmore?
Yeah, to Norwich.
You can't have everyone, man. It's like, Chelsea want to play with like 25 players on the pitch, man.
Mate, Chelsea are just...
All right. Does anyone have any more pressing transfer news?
Well, let's talk about Ben White.
About Arsenal, bro. We didn't even talk about Arsenal at all.
Well...
I gave you a little mention.
Just a little mention.
And we haven't really progressed anything, and we've talked about Ben White
Who
before.
Else are you wanting to sign then? Because we know Ben White's happening.
Oh, actually, this is a good point. Well done.
Who else do you want to sign?
Thank you. So there is a thing about that's on Twitter, you know, it's Maddison versus Odegaard. Because apparently Odegaard...
That.
Well, actually, you know, something that we haven't mentioned on this podcast is just a quick curtail before we go back into the Maddison versus Odegaard thing. Real Madrid are also in financial...
Yeah.
Well, not as much as Barcelona, but they are 600 million in debt. they've done a lot to get rid of Sergio Ramos's wages and now getting a fee for Varane. But it makes sense for Real Madrid to be selling like fringe players like Odegaard, for example, who potentially won't be in their starting 11. So my question that I want to pose to you guys before perhaps me and Abdi talk about what it could mean for Arsenal is, because I saw this is a poll that's going on Twitter. Who do you think is the better player? Or let's rephrase it. Who do you think is the better investment? Odegaard or James Maddison?
How old is Odegaard? Is he?
He's 22.
And Maddison is?
He's 24. Yeah. So who in your, in like, honestly, like, just...
To be honest, straight away, I'm saying Maddison, okay. Personally.
Yeah, Maddison for me. Not taking anything away from Odegaard. I just think you got someone there who is clear to see impacts games most weeks for Leicester. And when I watched Odegaard, I thought he was a good, tidy player, but in terms of impacting direct score lines,
I agree. Madison, he provides more goals and he creates lots of chances and set pieces, all that stuff as well. And also, there's more personality with Madison on the pitch. But Odegaard, I love Odegaard, man. I'd love to
see him back, bro. Really good player.
That's the thing. I don't see us signing either, honestly. But that's what I hate. Don't dangle it in front of me, bro.
Spurs do that as well.
Odegaard, I feel like people were harsh to write him off after he came back from injury.
He was getting a bit of stick,
but then there were certain games where he was balling out, especially that West Ham game as well. Like, I just keep thinking about it.
Why did you add that last bit in a sentence?
What did I say?
That's so random.
Understand, especially that West Ham game, I keep thinking about it. Go to bed every night dreaming of Odegaard.
All right, against big West man.
Do you want some alone time? Shall we pause the podcast? Hey guys, let's leave him here for a second. Yeah. Recompose.
Do you need some...
And I just got like the bubble of West Ham game in my head. Madison would be, he'd be way more expensive as well, I think.
I don't know. I don't know about way more expensive because from what I've read, Real Madrid value Odegaard between 40 and 55 million. And
that's a lot of money, though.
And I
2 years left on his deal.
And I saw that Madison's would be 60 plus.
More than that.
That's why I said 60 plus.
Yeah.
I agree. I think Madison will be the better investment because Prem proven, impacts games, big games as well, scores big goals. He's a big personality. You can see he calls responsibility onto himself. Like in interviews where he said, you know, I want to score more goals and then proceeded to actually score more goals. The Odegaard one is interesting because I don't think we saw the best of Odegaard, especially you're buying a player who spent the majority of the season on the bench and then he's coming into a team that he has to get to know the system, the players, the manager and all that kind of stuff. And then it's kind of like you're just expectant of something to happen straight away. And as Abdi said, he's had injuries as well. That doesn't help. But it would be interesting, but I would also prefer Madison over Odegaard.
With Madison, you get, like I said with Lingard, you get a player who knows he needs to have potentially the biggest season of his life to make that World Cup squad. So you'd be getting a player who would be fired up to play for Arsenal, but also just fired up within himself. Like, I need to have the season of my life here because it's harder than ever to get into the England squad. Yeah. And with another major international tournament, I keep saying at the end of the season, it's halfway December. Through the following. Well, it's in the winter.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. So you've signed the backup left back and the kind of backup
Lokonga,
centre mid, but might not end up being backup. And then I say that because these types of signings can surprise you, and he might come in and actually form a partnership with Partey, for example.
Mine was a nervous laugh. I didn't find it funny. I'm very nervous that that is the case.
So you signed those two. Ben White looks pretty much done, 50 million. I won't mention the R word because. All right, you lot have no idea what I'm talking about. So you're sniffing around Ramsdale.
Oh, Ramsdale. Forgot about that one.
They both just put their hands in their head.
And literally
head from both of them.
I might go home, bro.
That actually looks like it could happen.
This club is stupid enough
but,
to do it.
Let me finish. So you're being linked with Ramsdale. So you've got the left back in, you've got the centre mid in, you're being linked with a keeper, you're signing the centre back, and now you're being linked with two cams. outside of all of that, where do you actually need to strengthen?
Right back.
Where are you lacking? Yeah. And
if I have
needs?
Another season of Hector Bellerin, yeah, I'm right going to lose it, bro. So, firstly, honestly, everything in my... Like, you know how many times I've been on this podcast and threatened violence against Arsenal? Ramsdale thing happens, yeah. I'm reading today that Sheffield United went up to 40 million.
Yeah, oh yeah, I saw that as well.
Firstly, behave yourself.
Have shame.
Secondly, as Junior said, Arsenal have some shame.
you're not paying that. Yeah, you would not be
most
that
goalkeepers
stupid.
Are good shot stoppers. No, he's not even a good shot stopper.
He's not good anything.
The thing is,
but some Arsenal fans think he's got potential.
I'm gonna lose it.
Bro, I have potential in goal. If Ramsdale has potential, I could be Arsenal's next goalkeeper.
I don't. Firstly, all right, so I'm just going to ignore that. Yeah.
No, listen, you're talking about Ramsdale, who's been relegated twice, or Sam Johnstone.
Yeah, but
is that him, though?
No, it's not
yes,
him.
Yes. Look, I can name you a couple
the
goalkeepers.
The whole team got
no,
relegated.
But I can name you a couple goalkeepers who've been relegated who look like they could try and keep their team
yeah,
in the league.
But surely he's better than that other keeper you have, or have you got rid of him now? I don't even...
Runarsson. Oh, yeah, and then
we have our two backups, Ramsdale and Runarsson. I'm done with
you. You know Runarsson, his
he's crap.
His loan, his it deal with... Yeah, collapsed with the flipping...
Yeah, so aside from that, yeah. Obviously,
this is a mess, bro.
Obviously, we need a right back. 100%.
We have signed no starters.
Well, yeah, no, because exactly. Isn't... It goes back to the point that I made at the start of the podcast, and this is why I actually think, and we'll get back to Arsenal, this is why I think the pressure's on United this season, because they've signed big and they've signed two players who will go straight into that 11, Sancho Varane.
Yeah.
No one's really done that yet. So I think the pressure's on United this season. But you were speaking about right backs, and I've seen Bellerin linked with like 10 plus clubs this summer.
He needs to go somewhere.
So
I thought he was gone.
Let's say, in all likelihood, he's going. Who's coming in? Is it like an Ainsley Maitland-Niles job because you might not sign anyone?
Honestly,
or is
perfect.
It bring me in a specialist right back?
Thing is, with Ainsley
I don't think
he
should get Maitland-Niles.
Right back, so
yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
I think his profile is perfect for it. So like the way we play with our right backs, they sort of play inside, sort of similar to the Man City and Cancelo and everything. So he'd be perfect for it because he's a natural midfielder anyway. So And he's got the athletic ability to do the overlapping up and down. Callum Chambers, I'll give him respect. The guy, he does his job.
Oh, he did very well
right
back, didn't
he? Every single time he plays, he does his job.
Actually, he's got a much better delivery than I thought he
did. Exactly. He's a good ball player. However,
and he got two assists against West Ham, right?
Yeah, against West Ham. And even in the most preseason.
Again. Can't mention West Ham.
Okay. Oh, God. You're going to get him excited.
Come back.
It's a free draw. But he's... And also in the most recent friendly, he got a couple of assists, scored a goal as well. So he does his job every time he plays. However, that guy, he could very easily get ripped because he's slow, isn't it? So, and also, we need a starting centre midfielder as well. Like, Xhaka's on his way out, thank God.
Ceballos is gone.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, he's gone now. Gosh, congratulations.
The thing is as well,
I think
aside
you should
from Bayern players,
aside
from... Please, no.
No, I think he's a decent player.
Aside from Bayern players, we need to get rid of players and stop loaning them, man. Like we've
but you
players.
Can't keep getting rid. You've got to replace them.
No, but also
well,
I don't.
We've got too many players.
I don't think our business is very good. To be honest, like I don't think we can get rid of players. Like if Guendouzi, a 21-year-old played for Liverpool, Liverpool are selling for 20.
Well, how much did you sell him for?
I reckon we would have got 30 odd million for him.
Well, how much did you sell him for?
We didn't sell him.
No, he's on loan for 1 million. And then next season, Marseille are going to buy him for 10 million.
However,
that's
the one
crazy.
The thing is, we need to understand the fact that Liverpool have been a top team for the last 5 years or so. Arsenal have finished 8th.
No, you could get
row.
More for
so our we can definitely get more. But however, the valuations that fans have in their mind for players is not the same. We're not that club anymore. We've been 8th for the last 2 years.
No, but we have never been that club to sell well.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just true. That's very true. However, to expect us to be able to sell players like Guendouzi, who's not been about for a year or so, like even... But we still need, even then, like, we still
what
need to get
El
rid of
Nene?
Players.
What about El Neni? You're still keeping him?
For God's sake.
El Neni will just stay.
And what about Lacazette? Is he staying at the club?
He's our main striker.
Let's keep those spirits. Season starts in 2.5 weeks.
So
we
who's so got those Eddie Nketiah still?
How?
We can't, have another season of two depressed Arsenal fans.
Yeah, we need. Arsenal make some signings. Not that I want it to happen, but for Abdi and Junior's
sake. I don't get what this club is doing, We need... The areas in which they look like they're going to try and strengthen is the areas where it's not a massive need. Like, why are we buying another striker when we have five at the club already?
30 M's on Ramsdale, I don't get. If he's not... If
it's a backup.
Leno,
it's a backup.
Like you just actually detailed well, I didn't realise how kind of... how lacking you were in centre mid. You know, it's Ceballos gone, Xhaka going, Guendouzi going.
And I know
Willock's come back, and you've got Partey.
Like you might go, bro.
Yeah, who have you got in the middle now? Yeah, Partey,
Partey,
Partey, Partey,
Partey and Okonga. And Elneny. Willock, but we don't know what's going
to
happen.
Get rid of Elneny.
And Aziz has moved
up. Maitland-Niles.
But
Maitland-Niles, the thing is, he's not going to play these guys at the centre mid, is he?
But one thing as well that really is stressing me out is that the fixation, and I get it, mainly because he's a good player, but once the guy has said no, move on, is Locatelli. Like, why we haven't moved on from the Locatelli situation? Man wants Juventus. As Tanya always says, if the player doesn't want to come, move on.
Yeah,
go find someone else.
Just go and get another target. Mm. Yeah.
There's better players like Aouar. Like, he'll be a lot cheaper than flipping Locatelli as well.
Get someone to kidnap him. I'm pretty sure Chelsea have done that before.
Why allegedly.
Do you know what?
Why are you stroking your beard as you say that?
Mate, I'm thinking I could do
you definitely already say it up. Like, it's
a challenge to get players now because we have to remember COVID. It's massively overpricing players as well.
No, listen, we're 2.5 weeks away from the season.
It's crazy.
My club have signed one player.
Spurs
have signed
two,
and Arsenal have signed two.
Yeah.
It's been
and Ben White pending.
And Ben White pending.
Yeah,
it's been a quiet summer all round in terms of what we're used to in terms of summer transfer windows.
It might ramp up next week, maybe.
I think it will ramp up
towards the end of the
window. Players,
depending on where they exited the Euros or the Copa America, everyone would have got 3 weeks off. So all the players who came back late are pretty much coming all back now
well.
And then obviously
flipping
Olympics. I think we'll see some deals go over the line in the next couple
and
of
especially
weeks.
Because Barcelona are still desperate for money, so I think Barcelona and Real Madrid hinge a lot of things because they're desperate to get rid of players, so like it could be like big money deals that comes from those kinds of clubs, for example, like they need to get rid of Dembele, Griezmann or Pjanic or all these players who are on big they're trying to keep everything to hold on to him, it's gonna be Pedri and Messi, that's it, that's the Barcelona next season.
Pedri playing his 700th game in a row.
I agree with
I just really want quite recently Liverpool in the transfer market have been some deals have kind of been known, but there have been some. Fabinho and Jota would be the two that I would name that just kind of came out of nowhere. And I just want something like that.
Yeah.
Just give me like a tomorrow morning, wake up, boom, we've signed.
Yeah, yeah.
That could happen.
You know, that happened when Arsenal signed Matt Ryan. It was so surprising. Literally, I looked on Twitter. I was like, huh? I didn't even know who he was. I was like, who's this? Oh, that Brighton goalkeeper.
How did you not know Matt Ryan?
No, but just by looking at him, you just like any guy.
All right. Okay, we're basically an hour in. I'm not going to do what I was going to do originally, so I'll just hand it over to both Abdi and Mark, who have prepared a quiz.
Oh God! Yes. Can I just not play, please?
No, Tanji, you got this.
Tanji, you're the reigning champ.
We'll fact check that, but I think you are.
Yeah, I don't think so. But anyway,
yeah, Abdi, you roll first. Just for the people, just while you're setting yourself up, Abdi. So Abdi, are you set up? Cool. I just called you Dabdi. I'm sorry.
You're right, Dabdi.
Abdi just dabbed, by the way. So Abdi's prepared questions for Tanya, Junior, and myself. And then, obviously, when I found this out, I thought I can't leave Abdi out, so I prepared.
Some questions, sweetie.
I know. But I don't know how hard Abdi's gone, and I don't know if my questions are a bit too...
I was going to go with Tanya first, but I'm going to go with Mark now.
I think Varane is actually confirmed. Yeah, it's official. We have agreed a deal in principle for the transfer of Rafael Varane to
United. United have had enough airtime on this episode.
Oh, no, pain!
That's all right, man, whatever.
Like I said, the pressure's on them. Let's just see if they can deal with that.
Well, he's at the wheel, man.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll see if
he's
they can deal with that. Because you've got to remember, listen, they just...
He's got to deliver something now.
He has to deliver.
Mark, say we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that.
That was my fault. Sorry.
All right, we'll go with Mark first, innit?
In it.
All right, so Mark, I've got five questions for you.
Cool.
Sounds so aggressive.
Your specialist subject, Liverpool.
Liverpool. Just to say, like we are in the off-season now, my brain is also in the off-season.
That's a nice pre. Cool. I like that.
But yeah. all of these are...
I'm going to copy and paste that.
I wouldn't say easy, but they're... Can you not look at my screen, bro?
I can tell you right now, I can't
read
that.
I'm watching you look at my screen, bro.
Mark, right, look some more.
So, question number one. Which two players have scored the most goals in a single European campaign for Liverpool?
Stevie G.
Incorrect. I'll give you two more guesses.
Oh, sorry. It's Firmino.
Firmino, number one.
I thought it was Stevie G and Firmino, but it's Firmino and it's one of Mane or Salah. There was the season a couple of years ago when they all three of them got 10.
They're waffling, but I didn't 11.
All right, Firmino and Mane.
Close. Firmino and Salah. I'll give you half a point for that one. And it was in the same season.
Is this generic or based off this season?
It's generic, but okay. Are you tallying this? I'll tally.
You can if you want. Yeah.
I mean, if it's that serious, yeah. No,
we have
we
to kind of win
back, man.
All right, question number two. I want you to name all of the top five record transfer fees Liverpool have played for players in order.
What you want the actual fees?
Yeah, well, not the fees. I want the players.
Oh, the players.
Mark was about to punch you.
So Van Dijk.
Van Dijk, yes.
Alisson.
That's correct.
Naby Keita.
That's also correct. Are you looking at my screen, bro?
No, you can't see.
This
is simple stuff, bro.
Why don't you lift up your phone then?
Fabinho, 40 M's.
Yep.
Have I got one to four, yeah? So I've got 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm. You got 1, 2, 3, and 5.
So Fabinho is 5.
I mean, you've done well. It don't matter if you miss one.
Can I give him a clue?
Why are you asking me?
No, this is
my questions are too hard, you know.
Nah, definitely my questions are the hardest.
No, go on, give me a little clue.
You did mention him a couple minutes ago.
So Fabinho was 40 M's and Naby was 50 odd. So somewhere in the middle. I can't think of who.
It was Jota.
Oh, Jota, of course, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, so how many points does Mark get for that?
He got 4 points there.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right,
go, Mark.
Question number three, top three transfer fees received, and I want you to give me at least four of the top five.
Coutinho.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So Coutinho is number one.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about the order, just saying.
You want three of the
four,
top
four
of the what?
Don't change it. I said 4 out of top 5.
Oh my god.
4 out of top 5. Yeah. All right. Coutinho. I can't think of players that we've sold recently.
Mm. All of these players are very well-known Liverpool players.
Yeah, I know.
But not a lot of them have been that recent, have they?
I'm surprised Mark's not said it.
Yeah, two of them are not recent.
Yeah. What did we get for Xavi? Alonso.
Alonso's in there.
Yeah, 40 odd.
That's two.
Mascherano?
No.
I'll
give you three more guesses.
Three more guesses.
But you need three more guesses.
Honestly, my mind's gone blank. So we've got Philippe and my man.
Genius is in line.
Yeah.
There's
a massive one.
My mind's gone blank. Like I said, my mind's in the off season.
you're going to kick yourself.
I will kick myself on that. Yeah.
Nah, I'm
not. Raheem Sterling.
Yep.
Was that the one?
Well? No,
it's not that one.
The one that's slapping you in the face.
Yeah, literally.
Just fully slapping me, yeah.
You got two more guesses.
The listeners.
Oh, I can't
tell you. The listeners
anymore.
Are going to kill you.
I can't tell.
They probably will.
Just tell him.
No, yeah, just put me
just
out.
Guess.
No, because I'm dragging it.
You got two more guesses.
So I've got three, and you wanted me to name four, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sterling.
Yeah. So one more player.
Why can't I think of whoever this bait player is?
Just guess anyone, bro.
Yeah, I can't. My mind's gone blank. I'm done.
Well, Suarez.
Suarez.
two of the best strikers that ever played for Liverpool. Suarez
and Torres. Of course. Yeah.
So how many do you get? 3 points for that.
Yeah.
That's poor from you.
All right.
Don't worry,
so,
Mark.
this one is a little bit petty, but the top three record defeats for Liverpool. They're all happening.
Oh, you're such a little.
All 7-2, within the last six
7-2
years.
Villa, 6-1 mm-hmm. Stoke.
Mm-hmm. One more.
And 7-2 Villa, 6-1 Stoke. Give me the area of the club.
North.
North England or North London?
No, I think. Why would I? North England.
North England.
Yeah, Enfield Town FC.
Enfield Town. 7-2, 6-1.
That's a hard question. He's got.
I just want the team. I just want the team.
We lost 5-1 to Spurs at White Hart Lane.
No. Oh yeah, that was good.
North of England.
Many years ago. Oh yeah, of course, North of England.
That was a good time, man.
Back when we were good.
Oh, City, 5-0. Yes. 5-0. Mane got sent off.
11 points. Yeah.
No, no, just 1 point.
Oh, 1 point.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit harsh. Could give him a couple more points.
All right, so your last game of the season. This was actually very hard, actually. I'll say. Your last game of the season was against Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to name starting 11.
Oh, my God.
That's mean.
Right. You're mean.
I'll allow you to get one wrong.
Alisson, Trent, Phillips.
Yep.
Williams.
If you get this right, you're weird.
Robertson.
Yeah.
Last day of the season. I need to think of who was fit and who wasn't.
It's probably the same.
Fabinho.
Correct.
Thiago.
Yep.
Thiago.
Milner. Thiago. Oh, not Milner. Wijnaldum.
You got three left.
Salah.
Can you stop ad-libbing? You're putting me off, man.
What am I doing? I just said Thiago.
This Migos over here.
Salah.
All this nonsense.
Salah.
Shut up.
Mane. Who started? I think Firmino started.
Yeah.
Bang. Jeez!
So how many points is that? One.
Give me 11.
Woo!
So Mark ends that round with 10 points. That's probably the win then.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to... Let me get my questions out of the way for Abdi. But I don't...
But what if they're the actually, same for
we didn't pre-plan like how we're going to tally
points. I
think
he should have... Shouldn't it just be 1 point for every question?
That, yeah. So Abdi, question number one.
Later.
Okay. Who scored... Now, obviously, you kind of shagged me a bit. I went a bit harder than I did. Who scored Arsenal's first Premier League goal of the most recent season, the season that's just finished?
Lacazette.
Well,
how do you know that?
I put the easiest first.
How do you know?
All right, question number two for you, Abdi. Who scored the winner in Arsene Wenger's last ever game... competitive game for Arsenal?
Yes, it was against Huddersfield.
Oh my God, you're such a...
Aubameyang.
Correct.
What is wrong with you?
Correct.
Well, because I know... There's something wrong with me because I know information.
Nah, listen, I
this
don't
guy
pay
goes into libraries and go, what's wrong with you lot?
Right, question three. This is where it gets a little bit tougher.
I would not know that.
Question three. Who was Arsenal's top goal scorer in the first season that you moved to the Emirates Stadium?
Oh, okay. So there's the 2006-2007 season. In the league or all competitions?
Do you know this, Junior?
I think it's all comps.
So, yeah, it's Robin van Persie.
What would you have said if it was league?
In the league, it's probably the same as well, Robin van Persie.
It's Gilberto Silva.
Oh, my God.
It was a season that van Persie broke his foot.
So what did you say? Did you want the league
only? And Henri was out for most of the season.
Yeah, Gilberto got 10 league goals, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
All right, sorry.
So that's why I put that one.
Didn't get the question right.
So Van Persie broke his foot and Henri was injured for a lot of that season as well. I put here. I'm not sure what.
I think Van Persie was top scorer in all competitions. So that's why
was he? Right, the final season at Highbury, 2005-2006, saw Arsenal play 28 fixtures at Highbury. 21 victories, 5 draws and 2 defeats were recorded in all competitions. Who were the 2 defeats against in your last season at the Emirates?
Definitely
Stadium?
Lost to Chelsea.
Lost
to Chelsea.
Chelsea's 2-0. 2-0.
Oh, we lost to West Ham. 3-2.
West Ham's 3-2. Yeah, you banged that. All right.
This guy.
No, there's one more question. One more, but you're actually banging this quiz.
This is to equalise with Mark, by the way.
This one's actually a bit easier. I just wanted a little Liverpool-themed question. So which 5 players have played for both Liverpool and Arsenal in the Premier League?
Oh!
Ox.
Drop the mic!
Ben Ayoun.
That's a good one.
Anelka.
Yep.
In the Premier League?
Yeah.
You've got 3 out of 5. Confirmed.
Is there one that I'm... That's really obvious?
There's one that's mad obvious. There's one that might trip you up.
Ox, Ben Ayoun, Anelka. This is a hard question. I'm trying to think.
There's one that you will kick yourself over.
I'm trying to think myself.
Do you not talk when I'm thinking?
Do you know?
Oh, hi, good morning.
Do you know, Junior, one of them?
Give me a hint.
One of them's a coach at the moment, not a manager, a coach.
What?
In the Premier League.
Oh.
you're gonna kick yourself.
And
the other one, I'm not gonna give you a clue for. So you've got Nicolas Anelka, you've got Ben Ayoun, and you've got Ox.
So, two more.
Yeah, I don't want Colo Torre.
That's the one. That's the one who's a coach. He's not a manager, but he's a coach.
Oh yeah,
Leicester.
That wasn't who I was thinking of.
One is that the obvious one, yeah.
Colo Torre was the bait one. The last one is you'll be annoyed if you don't get it. It's like you know the player, but it's not like super obvious.
Like, can you give me an area of the pitch?
Straight now.
Yeah, he would have been attacking more than he would be defending.
Nice.
Oh, you don't know it, Andy. Right, stop forcing yourself.
No, it's over.
Liverpool or Arsenal.
I feel like
okay, tell me who it is.
Jermaine Pennant.
Yeah.
So Abdi didn't equalise there. It ended 4-3. I mean, it ended 3.
I don't know how I've come out of that, but you smashed the first four at least.
Yeah, well done, Abdi.
Well done.
Me and Mark just spotted, by the way.
So who's next?
Oh yes, Tanya's next.
Oh, I don't want to play.
No, you got this,
I don't know things, guys.
So you don't know anything at all.
I don't know what player scored the winning goal.
You don't even
on
know
X
what he's going to ask you.
Right, go on, hit me with it,
and if you
darling.
Get the question right, I'm not going to go, oh, you're such a weirdo. I'll be like, well done for getting the question right.
All right. Abdi broke the microphone.
You can call me a weirdo if you want.
All right, okay, cool. So there are 6 non-Europeans in the Tottenham squad currently.
Non-Europeans
who are not from Europe.
Yeah. Oh my God! So you're just basically telling me to state the English players.
The non-English players.
Oh,
the non-European players.
How are you thinking? Brexit is Brexit.
Did my question sound like that at all?
Lucas Moura, Son, Lo Celso, Bergwijn.
No, Bergwijn. What do you mean?
Bergwijn's Dutch.
Oh, wait, sorry.
So, slow down, firstly.
Oh, wait, what did I even say?
You're getting it right. You're going. Yeah. You're
Lucas,
right.
Lo Celso, Son. That's
why are you doing it with attitude?
That's 3 out of 6.
I need 3 more. I'll allow you to get 5 to get the point right.
Why can't I think that right?
One you want gone.
Oh, Aurier.
Yeah,
that actually wasn't
more?
Who I was thinking of. Another one you won, Con.
Sanchez.
Right, that's 5. And one more, anyone?
No, just let it
turn. No, everyone could do it.
This was more obscure, that's why.
I'm trying to think of our players. It's not Sissoko, obviously.
He's American.
What, Carter Vickers?
Yeah.
Oh, go on, Tans. That's 1 point for Tans.
No, right, I just, so, yeah, anyway.
There were 8 Tottenham players at the Euros. Name them all.
Okay, so Højbjerg's one, Kane's one. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. There's 6.
Eight. I said.
Eight. It was 8. I didn't think that many of them got picked for the Euros.
You just said 2 players.
So now you've got 6 left.
God, I'm stuck. Let me just think. Right, English players. It was only Kane. Why can't I think?
And one of them had a great tournament for one of the home nations.
Why am I, like, stuck?
I don't know.
Højbjerg, Kane.
These were players who were
Sissoko.
Tottenham players.
Oh, yep. God.
Okay.
Lloris!
What are you doing, bro? Do you want her to win?
I gave her a clue.
No, because my mind's gone black. Right, so that's 4.
No, Junior's all squeezing his arm where the captain's armband is.
Like.
Like.
Oh, Ben Davies, Gareth Bale, Rodon.
Yeah. There you go, yes.
Right, it's clicking now.
I think you got 7.
One more.
Is the last one an obscure one?
No,
well.
Now we cannot give a clue. She has to get this one on her own.
One more, and it's not obscure at all.
It's not obscure.
She has to get this one on her own.
I can't.
No, I will say everyone, he was a Tottenham player at the time.
Not anymore.
Lamella, oh no, Lamella's no.
He played in the Copa America.
And
I don't even think he got picked for Copa America.
I'm going to push you for time.
Yeah, no, go for it. I can't think.
Alderweireld.
Toby.
And you cried over him all day.
Who do you think it was?
Bergwijn, but he obviously...
No, he didn't get picked. He was unfit.
All right, so last season... obviously, Harry Kane was your top scorer in all competitions with 33.
Yeah.
Who was your highest scoring defender?
Okay.
And who was your highest scoring midfielder? So with defender, you get the option of 2 players.
This season, yeah?
Last season, that's
just last season. Highest scoring defender.
It's not this
dire.
Season because we haven't played any games.
No, I meant last season. That's what I mean.
So who was your highest scoring defender? There's 2 players who are level.
It's probably Toby.
Incorrect. I'll give you one more guess.
Think about it.
Oh, not actual defenders.
Defenders,
don't,
but like...
Think
you
not
just saw
direction.
My face, yeah? I said highest scoring defender, not actual defender.
Yeah.
Just fake defenders.
All I said was think about it.
Like, yeah, Mourinho, innit?
Do our defenders score goals?
Just name a defender.
Yeah, no, you just go on. Just little stab in the dark.
No, but I'm going to sound
but
stupid.
But think about who played in most regularly out of Spurs' defence last season. Who played the most?
Oh, we actually talk about centre backs. We talk about fullbacks.
Defenders,
fullbacks, centre
backs.
Aurier, yes, correct.
Oh, okay.
See how easy it is just to say a name.
I get confused.
It was right. Aurier and Sanchez.
So not actual defenders, because Sanchez. To be fair, Aurier doesn't defend, so she is correct.
Yeah, see, Aurier there you go. That's a good one.
Neither does Sanchez.
That is a good one.
All right, who's your highest scoring midfielder?
High scoring midfielder.
From last season.
Yeah. So actual midfielders.
Yeah.
Must be Ndombele.
Incorrect. It was Lucas Moura with 9 goals.
Oh yeah, but he's not a midfielder though, is he?
What is he?
He's a winger.
Okay, well, I got that question to you. You don't.
Oh, I suppose he did play in the 10 for a while.
All right. Which Spurs player got the most assists? Which Spurs player got the most assists out of all Spurs players at the Euros in 2020?
At the Euros.
Good question.
Hoybier.
Yeah, correct.
Oh,
yeah. Good time. No, I know he got a few.
Yeah,
well. Got
with
a few
chest.
Assists.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. Assists,
he was bossing it out for.
Which Tottenham player was the was subbed on the most?
Just a bonus question.
No, it's not a question.
Subbed on the most last season,
and he's third in the Premier League in terms of being most subbed on.
Probably Moura.
Incorrect. Close. No. Lamella.
Oh, similar player, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so Tanya, were you actually taking part in the quiz or are you counting the points? How many points?
Yeah, he wasn't counting my points. I got 2 points.
Yeah, you got 2 points. You named all the non-European players and you guessed...
Okay, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Yeah, I pick up the Hoybier one.
Yeah, you fumbled on the mid one.
Lastly, we've got Junior.
I bet you've made this really hard. Don't be mean.
No, my one's really hard.
Your questions are actually for Brazil, not Arsenal. I'm joking. Yeah.
I was going to say, a little interesting.
Would you say your Brazil knowledge is better than your Arsenal?
I would say that I'm about to fail this quiz.
Go, Junior.
Arsenal, yes. Okay, so who made the most appearances for Arsenal in the 2020-21 campaign in all competitions?
In all competitions?
That's hard. That could be anyone.
Well, anyone who played.
Well, I mean, you can only be one of 25 players. So you can't just be anyone. It's not
Like you,
is it?
About to pull that do-rag off your head.
See, the listeners didn't know.
Well, now they do.
I could have been wearing like a bonnet.
Bow tie on
a bonnet.
Well, you know.
Is it, I'm just going to give a guess. Is it Shaka?
Incorrect.
That was my guess in my head. It was Shaka.
Anyone? No?
Oh, what, do we get points?
It's Leno.
I was thinking
I was thinking that, but then there was Matt Ryan and...
Yeah, didn't he get injured?
No, that was the season terrible before, for the first half of the season. Didn't it? Well, he's just terrible as he is. So, Leno had to play a lot of extra games as well, didn't it? So.
All right, go on.
All right, so...
Boo.
Name the 5 teams Arsenal lost home and away to in the Premier League.
Wolves.
Season. And you should know that because me and you spoke about it.
Yeah, you should know this.
Have lost home and away.
Last season, the 2020-21 season.
God, there's five teams.
Five teams home and away.
Liverpool.
Lost 13 times last season.
Okay, are you going to listen to me?
Oh, I know the teams.
Wolves, Liverpool, Man City... That's 3, right? Yeah, I said 3. Aston Villa.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
And there's one more.
Villa and Wolves, yeah.
Everton.
Midlands.
Yes, all 5, got it.
Yeah, bam, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, so this is...
At least I got one point.
At this question, and this is an absolute gimme. In order.
In order.
Name Arsenal's top 3 goal scorers last season and the goals they scored, the amount.
What?
That's hard.
You added that and the goals they scored.
In order, who were the top 3
goals? Is that in all
comps
or league?
In all competition.
Why can't I just name the 3? You let Marcus name.
This is an easy question. This is a gimme.
No, he is. He made up the.
Lacazette.
Okay.
Is number 1.
Yeah, and then 2 and 3. I need the middle order.
I got it.
Not much to pick from.
Aubameyang.
Yeah,
see, so
it was Lacazette, Pepe, and Aubameyang.
No, but can't you let him pick the others? No.
Well, I told him in order, he got it wrong. So what do you want me to do? Go back in time? Listen, you stay out of here. Do you want him to get more points than
you? Just continue.
All right, so name the top 5 players we paid the most for in terms of the transfer fee.
In history?
Yep, and you don't have to be in order. Just
Thanks, Abdi.
Oh, wow, so nice of you.
Aubameyang, Pepe.
There's a lot. You lot pay big money.
Ozil, Sanchez.
Incorrect.
No,
I'll give you 2 more guesses.
Okay, so Aubameyang.
No, you said Aubameyang.
Aubameyang, Pepe, Ozil, and I said Sanchez, but...
Okay, yeah, you got two more to go.
What is this? Sorry?
We're not paying attention.
More Lacazette!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Transfer fees, same question I gave to you.
So there's one more.
I might know this. Mm-hmm. I probably don't.
Oh, Partey.
Yes, correct.
Oh, yeah, I got another point.
All right, last question is... I want you to name Arsenal's last six captains.
Oh my.
Like official captains.
Bruv, we'll go through a captain every season.
Yeah, because you change your captains, no, like you change clothes.
Emery, official captain. Emery chose five captains.
Well, yeah, these are official captains.
Sorry. Right, big up. Good evening.
Okay, so official captains. Aubameyang, Xhaka. Mm-hmm. I don't know how far back this goes. Ramsey? Was Ramsey one?
No.
I'm going to flop this.
Oh, no, you said it doesn't have to be an order.
Why do I feel like I know one?
Wait. So I said Xhaka and Aubameyang. Mm-hmm. Is Bellerin one?
Yeah, I was going to say Bellerin.
No.
Official captain.
He was one of the five.
No, but he was.
No, official.
He
that, right, bro, we're not
captain,
talking about that nonsense,
club
bro.
Captain.
Man
no,
said
he did
number four,
again.
Number five, number six. I don't care about that, bro. I'm talking about official captain. You're the man. You got the armband.
You're the man.
There's a C next to your name,
okay,
innit?
Okay, that's
like
different.
Like Jordan Henderson and Lloris. These are official captains.
How many do I have to name?
You said two.
Oh, the last six.
I need four more.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to get this. Is Van Persie one?
Incorrect.
Fabregas?
No.
Yeah, then bun this, bro.
All right, so it was obviously Aubameyang. Xhaka was stripped before him. Koscielny.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I forgot all about him.
Before him was Mertesacker.
I forgot all about him as well.
Before him
Arteta.
Was Cub manager now, Arteta.
Yeah.
And before him was Vermaelen, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so the quiz has ended. Mark, have I got one more question?
No.
Yep. Mark for
Junior,
Abdi
you sound
three.
Upset.
No. Junior and Tanya tied on two.
Woo!
I hate when Mark wins.
I actually prefer it when Abdi doesn't win.
Yeah, so. I'm really happy for you, Mark.
To be fair, who got the hardest questions?
Me! A man said in order. Man, shut up.
Yeah, you're... you're a snake. Enemy of progress.
Yeah, I agree. Does anyone else have any other business?
Because why do you always do that?
You asked the question beforehand, yeah, that you were going to ask and you forgot. Just quickly, you said, was it about football, too much money? Football?
No, so basically... That was before our transfer talk took an hour.
Mm, yeah.
So we can save that for next week. Yeah. So, because we're an hour and 21 in now.
Wow.
So,
pick up the listeners every time.
but next week will be, a week and a half?
No.
Prem
football. I'm going to be back to stressing.
Is it Saturday, the 14th of August, if I'm correct? Is that when the league starts?
Are you joking? Yeah. That's so soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah. League football's back soon. Community Shield will be what? City and
Leicester.
That's usually the weekend before, so that'll be the 7th. I would presume 7th of August or maybe the 8th on the Sunday.
Yeah, really. I think some of these players.
So yeah, it's
are
fast
be
approaching.
Good.
It's fast approaching.
Can't wait.
So catch us on the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later.
Woo-hoo.
Peace out. Sports Social Podcast Network.